Hello, kids. This is Miss Carol, and I'm about to read a new article from the Sterling Post News. And this article is very interesting. It's about a man from Japan, and this man's name, I want to give it to you now because his name is different than our names. His name is Yusaku Maezawa. So when I read the article and I say his name, you'll know it's the name of this Japanese billionaire. So before I read the article, let me tell you about the picture that Juniper, who is the author of the article, that means she wrote it. So she did this drawing also. She did a great drawing, kids. She drew a very good picture of planet Earth, and I see several continents on it, and it looks like a blue ball largely because the Earth does have a lot of water. And then next to the Earth, she drew a picture of a rocket ship, and there is flame coming from the tail end section of the rocket ship, and the ship is headed towards the moon. And she drew a picture of the moon too. So she did really an awesome job on her drawing. Okay, so now I'm about ready to start the article. And the article was written on Monday, September 17th, 2018. And this is a it's a business tech article. That's what it is. So here we go. I'm going to get started. Yusaku Maezawa will be the first private passenger to explore the depths of the moon by circling it. He also will be able to fly on the famous Big Falcon rocket with a net worth of almost $3 billion. He was a part of a huge announcement for SpaceX today. The excitement was incredible at the company's headquarters in Hawthorne, California, all day. The launch is scheduled to happen sometime in 2023. So that's that's only 5 years from now, kids. That's not that far away. Maezawa talked about how much he loved the moon and how he was relieved about the announcement. "I love the moon," he said. "I like to do things that never have been done before, so I want the challenge to go to the moon." The Japanese billionaire explained how much he loved the moon and how he feels like it's protecting him. "In Japan, you look up at the moon and it looks like a rabbit," he said, noting that 2023 is the year of the rabbit in the Chinese zodiac. The launch, if it goes on time, will be perfect in his eyes. Signed, Juniper. And Juniper, again, she wrote this article. So, what do you think of that? What do you think of this man who had enough money? He paid somebody, and he gets to take a ride in a rocket ship in 5 years and go around the moon. Do you think that would be fun? Would you like to do that? That would be such a big adventure. I cannot even really imagine it. So I personally don't think I would like that. But I'm a grandma, so I'm much more much older than you guys are. And I think I'll just stay on Earth. Thank you very much. But you might think that's just the biggest adventure you could ever imagine. You might like to do that. It would take a lot of money, though. So it's something to think about, isn't it? Well, that's all for now. I'm going to end this. See you next article.